Sicily's capital used to be a mafia stronghold until a group of judges and politicians joined ranks to greatly diminish organized crime in Palermo. Former mayor Leoluca Orlando led that effort. He's just lost an election to be president of Sicily, so he travels around the world supporting programs that fight corruption. Orlando first showed his fortitude in 1986, not long after becoming mayor, by testifying against 476 mafia defendants. From behind bars, the mafiosi stared at him as he entered the courtroom.
They looked at me, the mayor. It was the first time in the history of Palermo that a mayor was in the side of the law against the crime and against corruption.
The mafia even had connections to the central government in Rome at that time, didn't it?
Of course. You know that without the protection of politicians in Rome, without the protection of the national politics, mafia would remain in the periphery of the system. Mafia was not in the periphery of the system. Mafia was inside the system. Mafia is against the state and inside the state. When mafia will be no longer inside, mafia will be no longer mafia. Mafia will become normal organized crime. My political goal was to let the mafia go outside. Mafia go outside from politics, outside from church, outside from banks, outside from civil society. We can say that we won this battle because today Palermo is a completely different city.
Seven or eight murders the whole year in Palermo?
Whole year in Palermo. It is really a great change.
When you were elected and you said all these things about the mafia, and you tried to remove the city contracts from the mafia, what was the reaction of the people? What did they say? Were they behind you or were they afraid? What happened?
At the beginning, I appeared to be a crazy man. You must imagine that I started my experience say that my goal was to let the city to be less rich. And everybody said, the mayor is crazy, less rich. I said, no, less rich but more free. Now that we are more free, we can be and we are more rich than in the past.
How did you survive that? I think a lot of our listeners who have seen all the movies and read all the books about the mafia wonder why you're still alive.
Because you have to say that I don't know what does it mean to live without bodyguards in any hour of the day. I did not know what does it mean just to go into the restaurant with my wife, with our daughters. I don't know what does it mean to walk in the street just to go to buy the newspaper. And I live completely protected from 15 years. And I can tell you that I was protected by bodyguards, by policemen, everywhere in the world, but I was protected by the people. Because I'm a politician, and the best protection for the politician is just the conscience of the people.
When did they get behind you? When did you change their minds? When did you make them see that they had power?
I always knew that the mafia had power, but
no, I mean the people.
Yes, but the opinion of people was okay. Mafia exists, but it's not our problem. When the disease was chronic, there was no reaction. When the disease became acute, there was the reaction. And people understood that it was not possible just to remain in dark and in silence. What I did was to break the silence, to break the dark. And now we can say that in Palermo today, we have light and noise. In Sicilian language, there is this expression saying that "Chi nasce tondo non può morire quadrato." Who was born round, he cannot die square. It's terrible, it's terrible. It means that nobody can change. And when I started my political experience, I said, "Chi nasce tondo non può morire quadrato." And everybody said, "Yes, you are right." I said, "No, I'm not right. I'm wrong. Because it is possible to change." I speak not about a hope. I speak not about a dream. I am the former mayor from a few weeks, but the former mayor. And I can say that my experience was the experience of a victory of people, demonstrating it was possible to be free from the cultural control of the mafia. We need to promote the culture of peace. We need to promote the culture of civil society just against the mafia, against crime and corruption, like a new kind of engagement for democracy. We exported in the past the disease. Now we can say we export the cure.
Leoluca Orlando is a former mayor of Palermo, Italy. His newly released autobiography is called Fighting the Mafia and Renewing Sicilian Culture.